Friends, welcome back. Our subject, inventory optimization. I welcome you for the chapter number 11, and the name of the chapter is inventory records accuracy. In the earlier chapters, I have explained to you how important it is to have accurate data on inventory. Accuracy, if it is not there, then the whole exercise becomes meaningless. We can't take proper decisions, and hence I have already in the earlier chapters insisted upon the fact that our inventory records must be very accurate. In this chapter, I am again going to insist upon the same point, inventory records accuracy. Little more in details, but the same point which I have told you in the earlier chapters, and that is inventory records accuracy, I am going to insist upon it again today in this chapter number 11. For successful inventory optimization, our subject is inventory optimization, and if we have to really become successful in this inventory optimization, availability of accurate inventory data is a must, which we have discussed already. In the past, inventory data was collected in self-contained functional areas, marketing people, production people, different people where data was collected. It led to isolated views about the problems on hand. There was no consistency because of discounts available from suppliers. Order size was increased by purchase function. They were not worried, as we have seen in the chapter number 1. They were not worried that just to have some discounts from the suppliers, if we are increasing the order size, it may increase the inventory. More money will get blocked up. Capital will get blocked up. That they were not bothered. They were ordering and ordering and ordering, getting the discount. It did not consider the effect of decision on functions like materials handling. If they bring more material, who will handle them? Who will store them? Who will actually give the orders? Who will fulfill the orders? Very, very difficult if the inventory level goes up. So earlier this was happening. These days, interactive aspect of inventory management is taken care of by adopting inventory record system that covers all function of the business unit. You may have heard ERP. This ERP software takes care of all functions of the business unit. Inventory records are maintained by adopting a suitable computerized information system. Computer itself will give you the information when and how much quantity has to be ordered, and we call it as MRP, Materials Requirement Planning. This Materials Requirement Planning takes care of the inventory optimization. Because inventory is tangible, anybody can touch it, anybody can handle it, so it is tangible. So since so many people are handling this inventory, inventory gets lost, inventory gets stolen, inventory gets strayed, inventory gets damaged, it is used interchangeably, workers are not dishonest. Yes, workers are not dishonest, but they are forgetful, they make mistakes, they make errors. So, it is necessary to build a sound inventory recording and verification system. We have already seen in the last chapters, inventory system, inventory verification system, by having a good part numbering system. We have also seen part numbering system, codification system, well-documented transaction system. It is a must. We have seen in the earlier chapters. So, what is part numbering system? It is intelligent, it is non-intelligent. What is intelligent? Part number is generated per capacitor, let us say CS1003, where CS stands for capacitor, 100 is the capacitance in farad, 003 is the serialized the suffix. Significant part numbers must be there. For example, CS1003, I immediately know the capacitor is of 100 farad, 003 is the serialized suffix. I know what is that CS1003. Significant part numbers, if they are there, they save time, they prevent data entry mistakes also. So we should have very good intelligent part numbers. What is non-intelligent? Part number would be just a number which does not tell us anything about what the part is. For example, if the number is only 1003, I don't know what is that. Whereas, if I have a number like CS1003, I definitely know that it is capacitor. 100, I definitely know it is capacitance in farad. And 03, I know what is the serial number. So, we should have part numbers intelligent. Then, identify the attempt. When receiving any attempt, the purchase order, part number, quantity must be correctly identified, which we have discussed in the stores and warehouse management. Purchase order, part number and quantity must be correctly identified. When the goods are taken into custody and stored, the location has to be properly identified. Otherwise, it will be misplaced and afterwards we will not be able to find it. So, location must be properly identified and recorded. Then materials are issued from the stock. Part number, quantity and location are to be correctly and immediately recorded. Accuracy of the inventory report we are discussing. Then we should verify the quantity. Quantity that is received, stored and issued has to be verified by a physical count of the attempt by the measuring, or the weight also can be taken by weighing. It should be correct, it should be accurate. While receiving also it should be accurate, while issuing also it should be very accurate. Then only our records will be accurate. Then, before any material movement is physically carried out, it is to be ensured that all information about the transaction is completely and correctly entered in the inventory records. Before any material movement is physically carried out, records must be already done. Physically execute the transaction. Once all the transaction record data is recorded or entered, we are free to physically move the materials inside or away from the store area, but that should be done immediately. Otherwise, there will be confusion. Look at this slide. Beautiful slide. Where what they say is, maintain high levels of customer service. When quantity in stock is correct, customer delivery dates are promptly met. It says about the accuracy of the data. When quantity in stock is correct, for example, our record shows that there are 505 numbers in the stock, and actually also there are 505 numbers in stock. I am able to fulfill the order of 505 which has come from the customer. Otherwise, it is simply not possible. So, this is a benefit from inventory records accuracy. What is the next? Next benefit from inventory records accuracy is sales are not lost due to failure to supply materials. Very clear that the customer order has come. Inventory record also is accurate. But actually, the parts are not there. So, we are not able to fulfill the customer order. So, say if the records are accurate, sales are never lost. Then, production schedules are not interrupted since material is always in stock. If the inventory records are not accurate, what will happen? Our records show that there are 525 parts Actually, there are only 450. Production man has come with the intent. He wants 525 parts and we have only 450. Production schedule will get interrupted. In case it is a spare part, the machine will be interrupted. Machine will be stopped. Production will be held up. And hence, accuracy of inventory records is very, very important. What is next? Next benefit from inventory records accuracy is there is no excess inventory of wrong parts, unnecessary purchasing because of the mistakes in inventory records. Unnecessary purchasing will happen. Parts will lie in the inventory. Then next, higher productivity, better delivery performance naturally will happen. What is the next benefit? No necessity of continuous expediting because everything is very clearly known. Follow-up is regular happening. Then, what is the next? Staff is engaged in positive planning for the future. Staff is motivated. They are positive thinking. They will be doing the positive planning for the future. That is all beneficial to us. It must happen. Benefits from inventory records accuracy. But, if you ask me, why errors are happening? To some extent, this subject we have discussed earlier. Why the records are not accurate? The errors, why they are coming? Because materials are withdrawn, even if there was no official approval for issue. For example, materials are actually procured for the use of production department. But the material is withdrawn by maintenance department without giving the intent. Simply material is drawn for their own machine maintenance. So, definitely, inventory records will be inaccurate. Materials are withdrawn even if there was no official approval for the issue. Somebody, unauthorized person has withdrawn the material. This is one reason of the error which you also know. Then, next reason for the error is storerooms are not locked. They do not have limited access. It is unlimited access. Anybody can come. Anybody can enter the stores. Anybody can take away the materials. There is no security. There is no availability of trained staff. Transaction recording systems are not installed scientifically. Transactions are not recorded in time. Anybody is picking up the material. Storerooms do not have limited access. The expensive materials are not locked up in lock and key. So, definitely there will be too many errors in the inventory record. Then, what is the next? Lack of audit capability. This we have discussed in the earlier chapter. Lack of audit capability means materials management ought to provide some means of verifying inventory counts and locations. Perpetual inventory should be there. That we have discussed already. Results of physical count. Now, here one example I want to give you. One example I want to give you about physical count. Here, once what we did the physical count on 15th March of 2015. Here the parts are there, RACI 001, 002 like that. And here our inventory record was showing 11,560 as the quantity. Our inventory record was showing 11,560 as the quantity. But actually, there were only 11,465 parts. Error. And when we saw all these figures, we saw that only 2 out of 10 items in stock, only 2 out of 10 items in stock, the physical count tallied with the record, inventory record. Only 2 cases, it tallied with the record. Physical count tallied with the record. Does it mean that it was only 20% accuracy? Record accuracy was only 20%? Your question is right. But the answer is, no, it is not only 20% because we should give some tolerance also. It cannot be 100% okay. We should give some tolerance. So what is that tolerance? here give a tolerance to some items at 1%, some items at 0%, some items 2%. In case of some items, I can have the tolerance of 5% also. Here in case 1%, 1 to 5%, or 0 to 5% is my tolerance. So here, inventory record balance is 11,560, physical count is 11,465, my tolerance is 1%, so okay, this is within my tolerance. So how many attempts are within the tolerance? Out of 10, how many attempts are within the tolerance? I find that 8 attempts are within the tolerance. There are 8 why? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 why. Then now I conclude that the inventory record accuracy is 80% because 80% of the attempts are within my tolerance limit. This is the way how I look at the accuracy of the inventory records. There are 3 factors that influence successful planning for inventory. One is training. Go anywhere. Training has no other option. Training is compulsory. It is mandatory. All the stores people must be very well trained in their job. In fact, everyone should be very well trained. The next is proper identification. Proper identification we have discussed, and then housekeeping. In the stores or everywhere, training, identification, housekeeping are very, very important. What is housekeeping? Speak and span, a place for everything and everything in the place, standardization, speak and span, discipline, all this we have learned when we were learning 5S. Housekeeping, speak and span, place for everything, everything in the place, discipline, standardization, proper identification and training. If we do this, successful planning is happening. Housekeeping, earlier we have told that housekeeping is required. Clean up the warehouse. Dispatch everything you can. Don't keep unnecessary material. If it is possible to dispatch, please dispatch it on right time. Don't accumulate the materials unnecessarily in the stores. Fulfill as many customer orders as you can. Don't keep any pending orders. Receive attempts only after the counting. First of all, material comes at the gate. The watchman there enters that the receipt has happened. There should be invoice along with the material. Then the material comes in the receiving stores. Then when the material comes in the receiving stores, please look at the invoice. Please see the reference of the purchase order. Then count the material physically. Then only receive it. Dispose of obsolete and damaged attempts before the count. We are discussing what we should do before the inventory count. Then the inventory count is very successful. Return slow-moving parts to vendors. Unnecessary slow-moving parts should not be kept in the inventory. Ask the vendors whether they are able to accept it and return it to them. Sell off overstocks. You have too many stocks at a discount. Yesterday we have discussed discount sale, so that your store or your workplace becomes ready for the count. Very good housekeeping I have discussed. Here, barcode readers are there. They allow reading and recording the counts directly to the computers. Handheld, then count cards, tags, index cards for information about individual product, and count sheets, pre-printed sheets of inventory are used to record the hand counts. We are discussing about inventory count. For inventory count, we should have all these three things. Barcode readers, count cards, count sheets. What barcode readers will do? The most efficient method, physical inventory process simpler, counts read and record the information directly to the computer, reduces human error, eliminates counting in teams, no shutdown time. So, if you ask me, though this thing is very expensive, no doubt, but we should have barcode readers. The moment the handheld device reads the barcode, the information directly goes to the computer, there are no errors, it's a very, very convenient system. If not, then we should have count cards or tags, not as expensive, help discover lost and misplaced material in the inventory. Okay, then if that is, then count sheets are also there, the easiest and cheapest method. For years we have been adopting this method, but if you ask me, definitely you should have this type of system, barcode readers, because it allows reading and recording the counts directly to the computers. No errors, so you should use this system. Physical inventory, we have discussed already, count the attempts and record the count using barcode, barcode readers, count card and count sheets, as we have discussed already. Count the attempts, record the count. Then verify the count by recounting, by sampling, verify the count, sample, record the data into the system. If you have barcode readers, it is easier, and reconcile the inventory records by, for differences between physical count and the book figure, that is the record figure, reconcile. This is the physical inventory. Perpetual or continuous inventory. Earlier chapter we have discussed this. Perpetual or continuous. ABC method. What we do? All class A attempts must be counted physically. Every month. Every week. It must be counted. So, count every day only 20. Only 20 parts, count every day. Count only 10 parts of B, class B, every day. Count only class C attempts only 10 or 5 every day. Count every day, maybe only 35 attempts. But in that 35 attempts, you definitely know what is happening in your shop. You definitely know what is happening in your stores, because if you count 35 attempts out of the 20 attempts of class A, and if there are discrepancies, you immediately know that something is wrong happening, some malpractices are happening. And so, if you ask me, perpetual or continuous inventory is a must. Your people should do it for just 35 to 40 parts every day. Every day of the year, so that full year, you will have counted so many parts again and again, and you definitely know what is happening. It will give you a very beautiful and excellent result at the time of annual inventory, and your auditors will be very, very happy, because you are able to show to the auditors that whatever is there in our system as records of the actual quantity, actually it is there available on the shop floor. We are able to show it, but for that, perpetual or continuous inventory is a must. So all this in this chapter we have discussed the importance of the accuracy of the inventory. Inventory counting again we have discussed, and so the importance you should understand, and in your company also in the future you should insist upon cycle counting, and that is continuous inventory. Thank you.